Cuomo says his budget office has identified $5 billion in new sources of revenue, which they were not previously aware of. His budget director, Robert Mujica, says that, combined with the $12.5 billion coming to New York from the recently enacted federal stimulus measure, will be enough to avert raising any new taxes in the new state budget and to avoid spending cuts.
We have the resources necessary so that there would be no cuts in the governor's budget, so you wouldn't require any significant level of tax increases to pay for the restorations.
Cuomo proposed a temporary income tax increase on New Yorkers making $5 million or more a year, but he's worried that raising taxes on the wealthy will cause them to leave the state. He says that tax hike is no longer needed. Democrats who lead both houses of the legislature want to enact $7 billion in new taxes on the wealthy and corporations. Senate leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says the federal money runs out next year and the state needs a more permanent and stable source of revenue.
It takes care of what happened to us during COVID. It does not account for, again, the deficit that we had before and our ability to make sure that we have the funding for education and health care and the things that we really care about.
250 New York business leaders, including all of the state's chambers of commerce and many of New York's largest employers, wrote a letter to Stewart-Cousins and Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie asking them not to raise taxes, saying it will delay the economic recovery from the pandemic. Stewart-Cousins says rebuilding a vibrant economy isn't just about keeping taxes low. It's also about making investments in communities that are struggling and providing needed services.
We are asking those who have a little more to do a little more so that we're not looking at the same inequities year after year, day after day, the same austerity, and not really giving the kind of future that we want every New Yorker to have.
A coalition of labor unions and left-leaning advocacy groups who favor increasing taxes on the wealthy recently released a study. It found New York's over 120 billionaires increased their wealth by $88 billion during the pandemic. It isn't only the state's revenue picture that's changed. Since the governor first introduced his budget plan in January, the power dynamics between himself and the legislature have shifted. Cuomo is engulfed in multiple scandals, including allegations by 8 women of sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior. He's under a federal investigation for a potential cover-up of nursing home deaths during the pandemic. Stewart-Cousins has called on the governor to resign. Speaker Hastie has launched an impeachment inquiry. Both houses have supermajorities of Democrats that could potentially override any objections the governor might have to their budget proposal. But Cuomo says it might be the fault of the legislature if an agreement falls through and the budget's late. Hastie said Tuesday that he has a mild case of COVID and will continue budget negotiations remotely as he recovers. The governor says some of the speaker's top staff will now have to be in quarantine, and that will complicate the budget process.
We're going to try to get it done April 1, but I'm not going to risk public health to get it done April 1.
Hastie, in a tweet, immediately disputed Cuomo's assertion that his illness could make the budget late, saying, "My COVID diagnosis and any quarantine of staff will not affect budget negotiations." Cuomo, asked about Hastie's response, backed down from his claim, saying he meant that not as many people can gather in a room due to COVID restrictions to hash out a budget plan. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.